Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today a chance of drizzle, freezing drizzle, rain or snow, otherwise cloudy with a high near 33 degrees, total daytime snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Tonight a 50% chance of snow, patchy fog before 7 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a low around 28, light and variable wind, new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch possible. Thursday, a 40% chance of snow, mainly before 11 a.m., cloudy with a high near 32, new snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. And in the news, across the country on Tuesday, including in Wisconsin, newly chosen officials were taking office following the 2022 election. At the Capitol in Madison, now second-term Democratic Governor Tony Evers gave his inaugural address, and according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner, he emphasized the need for unity during his second term while outlining his list of priorities that included addressing economic concerns, increasing funding for public health, confronting climate change, and repealing Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban. Evers was sworn in alongside other statewide officials, including first-time Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, second-term Attorney General Josh Call, first-term Treasurer John Lieber, and Secretary of State Doug La Follette, who enters his 12th term in the role. Members of the Republican-led legislature held their inaugural ceremonies later in the day. This past November, Wisconsin rejected a trajectory bent toward permanently undermining the tenets and institutions that are fundamental to who we are as a people, Evers said from the podium in the Capitol. Wisconsin rejected a rhetoric born out of apathy and animosity toward our neighbors, and Wisconsin rejected a return to the bitter politics of resentment. The governor will likely face challenges in reaching many of his second-term policy goals. Wisconsin enters familiar split government territory this term as Republicans, who opposed many of his policies last term, maintain control of the Senate and Assembly with larger majorities. Evers reiterated his commitment to restoring abortion access in Wisconsin by repealing the 1849 abortion ban, saying, "We must restore the freedoms that Wisconsinites had until June 23, 2022, the day before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and I believe that together we will." Evers, the former state superintendent and a former public school teacher, emphasized the need for investment into public schools and local governments. He touched briefly on tax relief, one of Republicans' biggest policy priorities, saying breaks should be targeted at the middle class, quote, to give working families a little breathing room in their family budget, not to give big breaks to millionaires and billionaires who don't need the extra help to afford rising costs. The Democratic governor also called for an expansion of Badger Care, Wisconsin's term for Medicaid, and a serious conversation about changing laws around marijuana against, quoting, "Yes, we must lower the cost of medication and cap the cost of insulin. Yes, we must have a meaningful conversation about treating marijuana, much like we do alcohol," the Examiner reported. While the governor didn't make mention of it in his address, one of the defining features of Evers' second term could be how he and the legislature decide to handle a record budget surplus that's currently projected at $6.6 billion. Much of that discussion could revolve around what portion of the funding goes towards tax cuts and what portion goes towards education, a top Evers priority, that according to a separate report from WPR News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.